here. My name is Lawrence Abernathy. I'm the artistic director of the Dutch Fork Choral Society. Welcome to our fundraising event entitled Southern Delicacies. All the music that you're going to hear tonight has either been written in the South, is inspired by this area of the world, the Southern United States of America, or has topics to do with it. We have some American spirituals for you tonight. We have some pop tunes that you might recognize, and we encourage you, please sing along, snap along with us. And then in the middle, we're going to have some solos and small ensembles that I really think you're going to enjoy. Thank you so much for being here.
The troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world. troubles of the world. Soon we'll be done with the troubles of the world. Going home to live with God.
I want
to meet my Jesus.
I want
to meet my Jesus.
I want
to meet my Jesus.
I'm going to live with God.
I'm going to live. My name is Tracy Haggerty. I'm president of Dutch Fork Choral Society. We love singing. All of us are members of Dutch Fork Choral Society for the sheer love and joy of singing. I'm sure that if you have a spouse in the Dutch Fork Choral Society, you know of how good it is for our mental health to come here once a week, to join together, to have rehearsal. I hope that you find that we're happier and singing a happy tune when we come home. I'm not sure. You'll find members of Dutch Fork Choral Society involved in many facets of the community as well. Newberry Opera House, Chapin Chirpers, Community Theater, dance groups, and of course, church choirs. We're everywhere. But Dutch Fork Choral Society is a unique organization. We are a non-audition choir, yet we challenge ourselves with masterworks and high-level compositions that we're unable to perform elsewhere. We work with outstanding professional musicians. Lawrence Abernathy, who's somewhere, there he is, our conductor, our director, artistic director. William Godless, our accompanist. Kind of indirectly, but in a profound way, I would say, with the USC School of Music. We do collaborate with local public schools, and in fact, you probably notice on your table that our May 26th performance is going to be at the Irmo High School Center for the Arts. So we hope you can join us for that. Proceeds from this evening provide about 25% of our annual budget. Another 30% comes from member dues. We do not often sell tickets for our fall and spring concerts. We just ask for contributions at the door. So we depend on individual and corporate sponsorship for a large portion of our budget. On the back of your placemat program, you will notice sponsorship information both for corporate and individual sponsors. This is, of course, tax deductible. And I know you all are in the midst of tax season right now, so you might be thinking about a deduction that you'll need for 2015. So if you are interested in joining us as a sponsor, see me or anybody wearing black this evening or any time. Tonight, we also want to share the wealth. We have a 50-25-25 drawing, and we'll have some volunteers floating around that are carrying red buckets and yellow tickets. And there we go. Example A. And tickets. All right. And so at the end of the evening, we will share this. Two lucky winners will get 25% of the pot each. And it's been pretty good at that. We've had, you know, some big dollars come in, so you might be lucky. We hope that you're enjoying this evening. We hope that you're enjoying our southern delicacies at the dessert table, our southern delicacies at the wine table. Southern maybe, I don't know, Californian maybe. And our southern delicacies on stage. Enjoy the evening.
Again, my name is Lawrence Abernathy. Thank you all for coming out. Can I have a round of applause for our performers so far? They've done a great job. We're about to hear next year some solos and small ensembles. The membership has taken the time, not during our actual rehearsal, but during outside of rehearsal to rehearse themselves. They've come early, they've stayed late, and that's a real testament to how powerful and how vibrant the arts are in this community. And just to piggyback off what Ms. Tracy said, we are completely funded by your generosity, and art on this level is one of the sole things that you can give to that you can get an immediate impact back on. The return on an investment is 100%, I feel. Because we're not just giving, you're not just giving to an organization that's going to take it and promote themselves. We're here to provide you and your community with artistic excellence, and we are committed to that. I believe that the Dutch Fork Choral Society, this is my first year with the ensemble, and I believe that the Choral Society is poised to become one of the, if not the flagship, choral ensemble in the Midlands. And with your support, we can make that happen. Thank you so much for being here again, and I really hope that you take an opportunity to take a look and see what type of levels we have. Also, if we don't have something that matches what you were interested in giving, please come see me afterward, and I'd love to talk to you. Thank you so much.
A lot of you have seen the Chapin Trippers in action before. And you know that our main goal in the world is not the same beautiful music that you hear from the Dutch Fork Choral Society. That's why half of us are singing there. And the other half are pitching, because our goal is to get other people to sing. So guess what? We have an introduction to this song. And then in the middle of it, you sing that song that's so dear to your heart, you just have to sing with us. And do a good job.
You
you, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's important to note that while we can engage in serious art, we can also kick back and have a good time sometimes. Thank you so much for that. Next up, Shenandoah. This is a collection of the alto section. Look forward to the ladies presenting Shenandoah, the traditional tune from Virginia.
These are friends of mine that have sung with me through the years from Union Methodist and from St. Peter Lutheran. And our director is Kay Brown, and she is one of my mentors growing up. And so we're going to sing for you, Carry Me Home.
Thank you. if you've ever seen or been close to the Mississippi. All right. This is about as southern as you, get. The few times I've been to the Mississippi, I've been going from one side to the other side. It's broad. It's big. You see the barges, and this song was taken out from the steamboat era, and I've been told that the mosquitoes were actually big enough that you could ride out into the water. I don't know how true that is, but the difficulty that they had loading the steamboat and how difficult it was to be in that era, and it's talks about that old man, gracious, that old man.
And then that plants them is soon for
to the stage. For the remainder of the concert, if you take a look, we have some three courses. The first course was some stylized folk tunes written for choral singing. The second course, the solo and small ensembles, which we just had. And for our third course, we're going to be doing some pop songs, which are not necessarily intended for choral singing, but why not? They're Southern, they're a lot of fun. And so we invite you, if you know the song, clap along, sing along with us. We'd love to get everybody involved. Also, if you notice, the travel plan, we will start in the Carolinas, take a road trip down to Charleston, then head to Augusta, Georgia, I-20, swing down to Savannah, Moon River, the Savannah River, also known as the Black River, not just for breakfast at Tiffany's. It's about Savannah. I didn't know that until I was making this up. Then we're going to take Highway 16 up 85, or is it 75? 75 up to Chattanooga, and then we will end it with a Southern medley. Hope you enjoy.
Maybe there's nothing in wishing.
Again, thank you all for coming out tonight. I hope you had a really good time. Please don't forget, if you're in the position to, we have those forms on the back of your placemats. Take them with you. Get in touch with one of us. We'd love to talk to you some more. We've got our flyer for the upcoming concert, the May concert. We'll be doing the Dvorak Te Deum, as well as Ralph Vaughan Williams' 5 mystical songs. These are big romantic works from the early 20th century and late 19th. They're really pretty, sound like movie music, and we're going to be bringing in some really world-class soloists. A good friend of mine, Jonathan Trotter, will be singing the Vaughan Williams tenor solo, or baritone solo. He's a DMA candidate at the University of South Carolina in choral conducting, and conducted the summer choir last year, if you went down and saw him do that work. For the Dvorak, we're having Isaac Holmes, who has just completed his DMA at the University of Georgia in vocal performance. And I tell you what, you will not want to miss Isaac. He is an incredible voice. So please put that on your calendar, and we can't wait to see you there. Thank you so much.
Oh, Hooray!